This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A coalition of native tribes and environmentalists continues to try and block construction of the $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline, which would carry 400,000 barrels of crude a day from production regions in North Dakota through South Dakota and Iowa before eventually reaching Illinois. Construction has resumed after a federal appeals court denied the request by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe for an injunction to block construction. Department of Justice, Department of the Army, the Department of the Interior all petitioned for a construction stop. Protesters have vowed to remain vigilant. LaDonna Braveville Allard is landowner at the site of the Sacred Stone Camp, right at the epicenter of the protest.
It is very disconcerting because of the fact that they are allowing this company, this corporation, to go through village sites, ceremonial sites, burial sites of our people. I feel like they are wiping the footprint of our people off this earth, which is part of that act of genocide.
And it has been the case, certainly, throughout American history that aggressive corporations and land developers create facts on the ground that then they go back into court and say, well, we can't change it now, Judge. Do you feel like that's what's happening here?
Even as Dakota Access was asked to not work, they continued to work. The whole concept was, well, whatever the court hearing does, we can say, well, we put all this money into the work, so you have to allow us to continue. I have never worked with a corporation that violates the federal laws, state laws, environmental laws, tribal historic preservation laws. My position has always been follow the law.
You are a member of the Sioux Nation, and you're part of a coalition of Native peoples who's trying to stop this pipeline, right?
I am an enrolled member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I am the closest landowner here on the Standing Rock Reservation to the proposed pipeline. I live above the Cannonball River and the Missouri River, where my family is buried, where my son is buried, and I cannot allow anybody to build an environmentally destructive pipeline above my son's grave.
Was it originally these nations who would be defending this land, or are these Native peoples the result of migrations, forced migrations by the U.S. government 100 years ago?
Well, whatever, my people have been on this land for thousands and thousands, 10,000 years that I can record, and before that, because the land was underwater. I can tell you every hill, every mountaintop. I can show you where my ancestors, ancestors, ancestors are buried. I know my land. We did not come from any place else, and nor did we allow the government to move us. We are the fifth largest land-based tribe in the United States. We own 2.3 million acres and own our water rights.
What's the next step for you?
I am building a total green area so that I can teach people how to live off the land, that we can change world thought to live a better life, so that we are not continually destroy the earth and the water, that we can stand up and change this before we end our own lives by destroying the water.
LaDonna Braveville Allard is a landowner at the site of the Sacred Stone Camp at the epicenter of the protest over the pipeline through North and South Dakota. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.